Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are continuing to broadcast from the winter meetings in Dallas. Things starting to wrap up. And a guy who you see him all the time on MLB Network. He is a St. Louisan. He is Greg Amsinger. He joins us right now. Greg, great to see you. How are you?
Matt, good to see you. First time I actually get to hang out with you on the air. So yes. Looking forward to this.
You're a guy who's from St. Louis, and you don't hide that on the air. How much pride do you take in where you come from and being able to share that with everybody?
You know, I think I'm well-suited for the job I have at MLB Network. Live look-ins of all 30 games, paying attention to the game for a living. Because I fell in love with baseball watching the St. Louis Cardinals. And look, you need to be professional in this business when you're on national television. I don't want all Cub fans to hate me. But during commercial breaks, I let my friends know I am cheering for the St. Louis Cardinals. I don't think there's an issue with that. I fell in love with baseball, and that passion resonates when you see me on TV. And I fell in love with baseball because of the Cardinals. So it's a weird offseason to see them trading away future Hall of Famers potentially, but I do not shy away from letting people know that my allegiance is with St. Louis.
This winter meeting's a little bit more active than last year. It started with the Soto deal. There's been a few other things, the Garrett Crochet deal earlier today.
Yeah.
It seems like things are happening a little bit more this year.
Juan Soto is a generational talent.
Yeah.
So for Sunday night and have him get kicked off with that monumental historic contract, to me, I just knew that everyone else was in a terrific spot to start letting the dominoes fall. It was a bit slower than I expected. I thought Juan Soto going on Sunday night, the first night of these winter meetings, would kickstart just chaos, and we would see many more players signing and trades. It's probably a little bit below the tempo that I expected. I really was surprised to see Juan Soto go Sunday night. I thought it'd be a Monday thing, but to have him off the board with a contract that no one expected, not one person said, I think he's going to get $765 million. I didn't hear one person say that. So for him to get that and to see all the other players sign, a lot of pitchers off the board, the trade of Crochet is a big one. I don't think the Boston Red Sox are done either. I think he immediately makes them better than the Baltimore Orioles in that division. So there's just a lot to sink your teeth into in the winter meetings. It's always fun to talk about the business of baseball.
Is there bigger implications with the fact that a Soto, a once-in-a-generation type player, can get that kind of money, or the fact that middling players like a Frankie Montas, a Matthew Boyd, a Luis Severino, that these guys are getting bigger money than we expected?
Well, it's refreshing to see teams like the Athletics spend a historic amount of money on a starting pitcher, over $60 million for Luis Severino to be the ace for 3 years of a team that looks like they're ready for bear with those position players that they have. Their lineup's going to score a lot of runs. So to see a team like the Athletics get involved to spend money is loads of fun. To watch the Guardians shake up their roster and send Jimenez to the Toronto Blue Jays, watching the Blue Jays beg players with contracts of $700 or more million dollars to come to Canada and play shows that there is a desire to win. And when you look around the landscape of baseball, if we as an industry thought that the Los Angeles Dodgers are this bulletproof championship dynasty, would you see all of this activity?
Mm-mm.
I don't think you would. I think all of these clubs want a piece of the action, and they think they're a couple moves away from being the best team in Major League Baseball. So that's exciting.
Cardinals are in this weird phase where they got Chaim Bloom redoing the player development system. Salaries, payroll is going to go down this year. From a long-term perspective, are you all in, or are you a little bit out on what the Cardinals are doing?
I'm all in. Look, I fell in love with the Cardinals in the 1980s. Yes, they traded Gary Templeton for Ozzie Smith, but all those other guys were homegrown. Like, you watch them come up from the minor leagues. This was the original approach of Cardinal baseball, right? And what you're looking at is an organization that has a bunch of young players that for the last 3 years have been playing like my analogy has always been the Cardinals have an in-season AAU basketball tryout. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't be the case. The thing that breeds consistency in this sport is commitment. And the Cardinals have just not been committing to their young players because there is a sense of urgency to win right now. You got players in the books who make a lot of money. At one point, it was Yachty, and you brought back Albert. You have Waino. You have Arenado. You have Goldie. You got to win right now. You can't commit. You can't let Jordan Walker go in a two-week-long slump. Now we can. Like, let Victor Scott play 150 games. I want to see what he can do. I want to let Jordan Walker play. I don't care if it's 198. I want to see what he does for 155 games. Ivan Herrera behind the plate. I love watching that kid play. I want to see him play every day. Mason Wynn, you know he's going to play every day. I want to see Nolan Gorman play third base. He plays every day. What is Lars Nootbaar? Is he a leadoff guy? Is he a slug guy? Is he a left field version of Andy Van Slyke? Let's find that out this year. The commitment to the young players to really see the canvas that Chaim Bloom is painting on is the goal of the 2025 season. And as I say that, I wouldn't be shocked if they won the division.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if the Cardinals won the division. Because think about this for a second. When you're going into opening day 2024 and you got, you know, a record contract for a manager, and that skipper leaves Milwaukee to go to Chicago and Craig Counsell. You trade your ace in Corbin Burns before spring training. Your all-star closer has a broken back. He's not going to come back till after the all-star game. Your second-best pitcher, Brandon Woodruff, out with a shoulder injury. You're thinking, the Brewers, they're going through the transitional stage, right? They're going to relaunch. Brand-new manager, has no big league experience as a manager. He was an interim for a little bit, but this is his first full season. No one expected them to win the division, let alone easily win the division. The Brewers easily won the NL Central Division. So if you look man for man, I will tip my cap. I don't think there's a player the Cardinals have that is as talented as Jackson Chourio. I think he is a mini version of Acuna. That's how special he is. But pound for pound, player for player, the Cardinals have more depth of talent than the Milwaukee Brewers. I know the Reds are coming. I love the moves they're making. They're going to be forced this year. I think that. The pitching in Pittsburgh is awesome. I think it's the best in the division. And the Cubs are probably going to do something here. If they trade for Kyle Tucker, they try to go big, you never know what Chet Hoyer is going to do, and he's feeling the pressure. All that said, I think the Cardinals have a chance to win the division, and that would just blow the minds of all of the fans in Cardinal Nation.
Well, I agree with you, and especially when you think about Arenado and Goldschmidt had down years this past year offensively. If Walker and Gorman are able to take steps forward, and that's this whole thing is really keyed in on Walker and Gorman, and then you get a healthy Nootbaar maybe, you get Contreras over at first base, 150 games because he's able to stay in there. There's a bunch of ifs here. I get that. There's question marks. But if those things happen, the offense is much better than it was last year.
And let's consider what a roster looks like, not just by subtracting players, right? Arenado probably going to get traded. Eric Fetty probably going to get traded. Sonny Gray probably going to get traded. Ryan Helsley probably going to get traded. I think Wilson Contreras probably gets traded at some point this year. You think of it as a roster subtraction, but we're never considering the players you're getting back in return. So we're talking about a core group of players that you could roll out in opening day and you think could be competitive. But you're going to add even more young talent to that roster by trading all of these players. So, I think it's a movement. I think Ali Marmol was the perfect guy for this movement. He got placed into a position of win-now mode, mm-hmm. and then they got even older by bringing back Albert Pujols for that unbelievable season that was so fun to watch. But it was veteran-laden for a very young manager like Ali Marmol. But this is... It's very reminiscent of Brian Cashman when he could finally conduct his farm system the way he always wanted to conduct it. He likes to scout, draft, develop young players, but he was the New York Yankees with huge purse strings and they wanted to win every year, so he had to spend big money on the, you know, Hideki Matsui and the Jason Giambis and the Johnny Damons. He had to do that stuff. But this is how he wants to operate. To me now, I think this is the team Ali Marmol has always wanted to manage, and it's exciting to have a guy in the dugout that wants to connect with young players and get the most out of them, and I think he's going to do that well this year.
Wrap up with this. You were at Camo X. Give me a story. Give me a Camo X memory that you think of.
Oh, my goodness. So many. Randy Carricker was obviously a huge mentor of mine, and to produce a show for him was just epic. But I'll never forget, I'm producer of Sports on a Sunday with the great Ron Jacober.
Just elected into the Missouri Broadcasters Hall of Fame this week.
It should have happened earlier. Yeah. It should have happened earlier. And the great Ron Jacober's like, hey, you want to come in here and you want to talk high school football? You do some play-by-play, don't you, high school football? I'm like, yeah, I'll come in the studio and do that. So I sit down and I talk high school football, St. Louis High School football with Ron Jacober, and I was on the airwaves of Camo X for the very first time. I was 20 years old, a junior at Lindenwood University at the time, and when I tell you, my relatives thought that I made it, because in St. Louis, everyone's listening to Camo X. So when they heard me on with Ron Jacober, Sports on a Sunday, man, I didn't think there was any higher level than that. So that was my favorite Camo X memory that I can share, because man, I did get to produce live from Shannon's, and that stuff was wild, bro. That was a wild good time. But yeah, KMOX puts a smile on my face every time I think about it.
One of the things I love about you, Greg, is you love baseball, and I feel like you want to help other people love baseball. And I think that comes out when we see you on TV, and as someone who loves baseball as well, thank you for that.
I really appreciate you saying that. I want to make baseball as cool as possible, and you'll never see me read a script. I have no teleprompter going on there. I'm hanging out with the boys, and if you ever wondered what it would look like to have a drink with Greg Amsinger and watch a game, I want MLB Network to look like that every time you see me on TV. So that's always the goal, and I appreciate those kind words.
Yeah, I think that you have accomplished it. Thanks for the time.
You're awesome. Thank you.
That's Greg Amsinger. We'll take a break. We've got more coming up. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.